I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your Soundcheck. Legendary Houston blues man Texas Johnny Brown died this week of liver and lung cancer. Brown was a Mississippi native, but adopted Houston as his home at age 10. His career of over 60 years as a songwriter, performer, and fixture on the Houston blues scene earned him the sobriquet, Texas Johnny Brown. Brown's collaborations included a plethora of blues greats, including Bobby Blue Bland, Junior Parker, Lavelle White, and that's just to name a few. His song, Two Steps from the Blues, is considered by many to be one of the greatest blues classics. Brown was 85. Rapper Jay-Z has always said that he's, quote, changing the game, and now he's shaking up how records get certified gold and platinum. Jay-Z's new album, Magna Carta Holy Grail, officially drops July 4th, but a million copies have already been sold to Samsung. They're offering free digital downloads to their Samsung Galaxy phone users. Industry publication Billboard reports that as a result, the Record Industry Association of America is switching its rules so that the 30-day period of certification no longer applies. Now, digital pre-sales will count on the release date. This means that Jay-Z's album will likely go platinum the day that it hits stores. Folk singer Richie Havens may have died in April, but now his memory will always remain at Woodstock. Havens' website has announced that his ashes will be scattered on what was once the Fields of Woodstock, that iconic festival he opened in 1969. The land is now owned by the Bethel Wood Center for the Arts, where the public is invited to attend the free ceremony on August 18th. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.